Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and these are the classic sounds of what's come to be known as Afrobeat, the complex interlocking percussion, the soulful blare of horns, the call and response vocals. But there's another important part of the Afrobeat sound: political lyrics and calls to action. This song, for example, is called Action Time. Now, the style will forever be associated with the late great Nigerian bandleader and composer Fela Kuti, but Fela died almost 20 years ago. The current Afrobeat sound is now in the capable hands of his eldest son, Femi Kuti. This song features Femi's splendid band, which is called Positive Force. And Positive Force has filled our studio today. They're going to play a set for us, beginning with a song called Day by Day. Here's Femi Kuti and Positive Force live on Soundcheck.
Suffering's too much. So many meaningless wars. People are confused about their future. So we turn to God.
Day by day.
The problem just the worse. Go look at Jegunle. The matter make we no talk. See as our papa them, they suffer for Osho the bus stop. Mama no get any money to chop.
Day by day, day by night we work.
That is Femi Kuti and Positive Force live here in the Soundcheck studio in a song called Day by Day. The horn section actually chiming in on vocals. There's almost a kind of gospel flavor to that song. It is a prayer of sorts, isn't it?
I think I get this from my great-grandparents who are gospel singers. Somewhere in my genes, coming out somewhere. My great-grandfather, he composed like 70-80% of the hymns in Nigeria in the West there. My grandfather, too, was a great hymn composer.
Wow.
And this is where this has a lot to do with my father's songs as well. And don't forget the traditional culture of Africa is really like hymn-like, very, very.
Yeah.
Now, Day by Day, that's that song, that's the title track from your album from, what, 2008? Something like that.
2008, yes, 2008.
Yeah. but now look at Europe, look at America, look at your homeland, Nigeria, everything. You know, we don't seem to have progressed very far.
It really depends on the way you look at it. I think we have progressed in the sense that young people are paying more attention to political ideas, political views, and are contributing more. Mm-hmm. Young people are very anxious, very energetic, and this is very different from the 70s, where it was just a class that could manipulate the political system. Now young people are completely fed up with lies. Young people don't really genuinely see any reflection in the political arena for their future or the future of the world, as we see.
Yeah. Now, for both your dad and it seems for you as well, music and politics, music and, you know, social issues, they're kind of, it seems like they're inseparable, that one informs the other.
Yes, I think for me, this is because from when I could remember, it was all about politics, social comments. And so this is my upbringing. I couldn't run away from it. So as I grew up, I think it just manifested in itself. And I could not find, every time I even tried to find a song like Bang, 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 I mean, that's probably the only love song I have, which is really about sex. I couldn't find the love story of mine that was more important than the poverty outside my doorstep, or having no electricity, bad roads, no healthcare, no water to drink. I mean, so I think my upbringing was to be concerned about the environment than my own personal issues.
Yeah. When you look at American pop music, you know, where for a long stretch of time, there really hasn't been a whole lot of politics in our pop. I mean, I'm not, there's obviously things like conscious rap and other alternative forms of music. But if you look at popular American songs, they tend to be very apolitical.
I wouldn't want to criticize them. I would look at it from this perspective. If everybody was very political, probably we'll be at war. So it's good to have the variety.
Okay.
But then it could be very disheartening, because even if we address the love songs, for instance, they're not that truthful. They don't really go into the love. It's really an illusion, or like Cinderella kind of love stories.
Yeah.
So if I ventured into love songs, for instance, one day, I'll be very dynamic and very on that case.
Right. Well, love can be a very challenging and difficult
thing.
Yes,
it is. So it's all. So as a young, we grew up listening to a lot of the 70s, Temptations and Diana Summer, Diana Ross. And we fell into that dream-like story. And we suffered a lot of broken hearts. And believing these songs were a structural positive way to go about your love life. And then we just met obstacles that these songs never prepared us for.
Right, like reality.
Yes, the reality of... So you just went into this highway of love and then you're saying, oh, what happened? But the music scene said if we went through this passage, it would all be fairy tale and blah, 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 blah.
We're speaking with Femi Kuti, he and his band Positive Force, all 13 of them here with us in the Soundcheck studio today. I know we've talked a little bit about this the last one or two times you were here, but you do have a very fine line that you need to walk between, on the one hand, respecting your father's work as a groundbreaking, important musician, and on the other hand, needing to find your own means of expression and your own voice.
Yes.
So as you've continued on this, it's been now a long time that you've been out.
3 decades now.
On your own. Do you see, I mean, you just said that maybe someday I'll start writing love songs. Do you still see those kind of challenges? Do you still see is there a roadmap that you follow?
Wow. In a way, yes. In a way, there is a roadmap. And it's like, when I say this idea does come to my head. Now, it's when will it come? When will I have the opportunity to really talk about that issue? Right now, there are too many issues. My next album is quite political as well, talking about world issues. And but I think it's not really a fine line, because I think I've defined that, because I do love my father. I do respect my father. And this issue comes up because of his very critical fan base, or people who are just trying to look to find out if I do have a problem with my father, or that, I mean, my father was large.
Yes.
And at the beginning of my career, it was like, how could you ever be as great as this man? And I didn't see it as that. I didn't see my challenge as that. My challenge was my father didn't give me musical education. I couldn't play a musical instrument. And I taught myself. 99.9% of my experience is self-taught. This is my story. And nobody can feel what I felt as being fella's child. Everybody, it's like me going to your home or their home saying, oh, your father was great. And probably he spanked you every day of your life. Probably. And I'm saying, oh, your father is great. And you're saying, hey, shut the F up, please.
And why aren't you just like your father?
You see? And even when I look in the mirror these days, sometimes I just say, God, man, I look too much like my father.
I think you and I, Femi, are both around the same age, and I am well aware of that. That mirror trick where you look in the mirror, it's like, what's Dad doing there?
Am I possessed? Get out of my system, please.
Now, you mentioned a new album coming.
Yes.
Is this next song, One People, One World, is this going to be on the new record?
Yes. Probably might even be the title of the album, because when I look at political issues right now, I think the world needs something to really address what we are about right now. It's not about race. I think when people even talk about race, when I'm performing, I don't see race. I see the beauty of color. Imagine the world just full of black people or white people or Chinese. I mean, probably be boring. So I think the universe made it like this for a reason.
Yeah. Want to play the song?
Yes, please.
All right. It's One People, One World, Femi Kuti and Positive Force live on Soundcheck.
One, two, three. Four. Exchange cultural experiences, that's the way it should be.
One people,
one people,
one world,
one world.
One world,
one world,
one people.
All nations are guilty at one point of hostilities. Now's the time to work for peace, it's our responsibility.
One people,
one people,
one world,
one world.
hatred, no space. Virtues must guide the human race. Peace and love we should embrace.
One people,
one world.
One world.
It's easy to understand, to have peace in the land. Together we must work hand in hand. Justice for all we demand.
One people,
one people,
one world.
One world.
Good stuff from Femi Kuti and the band Positive Force, who have crowded into the Soundcheck studio and are playing for us today. One People, One World. And Femi, so you're thinking that might actually be the title of the new record?
It's the only idea that keeps coming to my head.
Yeah. When will the record be done?
Hopefully before the end of the year or very early next year.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I lost my manager to cancer, and that has really disrupted everything in my organization, and we have to rethink many things now.
Mm.
And a new way to go. You know, it's so difficult selling albums now and making money. We have to keep our family, so we have to complete overhaul of thinking about the times we're at and how to move forward in this difficult times we're in.
And it's not like you're touring with a little rock trio or something. This is a big band. It's like an extended family.
Yes, I've always felt that the more the merrier. And this is Africa.
Yeah.
Africa is, we have to take care of our families, its beauty. I mean, the colors on stage, the girls. I mean, this is what makes the music.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what makes the community. This is what makes the environment. And it's not about just me standing in front or me a drummer. No, it's not. It was never about that.
Now, you mentioned before the shrine. You play at do you still play at the New
yes,
Africa Shrine?
Every Thursday, minimum of 4 hours. Every Sunday, minimum of 4 hours.
Wow. And
I'm trying to kill myself, don't worry.
And so people can just come. They're like open sessions.
Yes, on Thursdays it's free. On Sundays it's like $1.20, something like that, roughly.
And so this is how you work out new songs and
on Thursday I do this. On Thursday, if the inspiration comes overnight before the next rehearsal, then I start earlier. Then we'll probably be playing for 6 hours, because then I'll tell everybody to come like 6 o'clock. We start work with the rhythm section, then put the horns, then words, and this takes. But people are allowed to come in, watch mm-hmm. the process, and it's always been like this.
That's amazing. Was it that way at the original shrine with your dad?
Yes, that was how we worked then.
So do you still live in Lagos full-time?
Yes.
I mean, Nigeria is going through a difficult time, as you know, many other places are as well. So you haven't been tempted to move abroad or anything like that?
I have, but I think I have been tempted many times. But I think the more I'm tempted, the more the universe traps me, or I trap myself on consciously. So I don't know how I'm going to leave Nigeria with my shrine. I can't take that anywhere. It's built. The foundation is solid. I have 3 adopted children and 6 biological children. Where will I move this big family to? And then I'm very unselfish when I think of my musicians and their big families. I don't see myself leaving and abandoning this, what I love so much. I love my band so much. So where, how would I abandon people I really love?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a great band. They sound terrific. And this sort of neatly
for
brings
us... For this time
us...
of the day, when we're just waking
when you're just
up.
Waking up.
Not bad. Still trying to walk my voice for tonight. Uh-huh. Get up. Where is the radio? I did everything to not come here this morning.
It's not morning, Femi. It hasn't been morning for quite some time.
It's still morning to me.
Yes, I know, I know. Now, this next song, Bang, 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 you described this as a kind of a love song. It's about as close to love song as you get, right?
As I've gotten.
As you've gotten so far.
But when I wanted to write this song, and I was thinking, okay, let me write about love. And, okay, sex. I said the only way to somebody like me could write about this song is not like Boys to Men, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a sorrowful song. Where I come from is we crack a lot of jokes. And I think that's why African people are great, because there's so much suffering. But in the homes, you still find people cracking jokes, even with the bad government, with no electricity. And probably this is how we manage to still sustain some sanity amongst ourselves. So I said, let me write Bang, Bang, Bang. Okay, I'll write it in a way that if my people listen to it, everybody will crack up.
Mm.
So this was the process of Bang, Bang, Bang.
Well, let's hear the results. The song is Bang, Bang, Bang. The band is Femi Kuti and Positive Force, live on Soundcheck.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Time is 12 midnight, my brothers.
Bang, bang, bang.
The girl lay on top my bed.
Bang, bang, bang.
The weather outside, not correct weather.
Bang, bang, bang.
That kind of cold, freezing weather. We gon' make your battery, they charge extra.
Bang, bang, bang.
I say everything, they correct order.
Bang, bang, bang.
The girl fine, I mean she's so fine.
Bang, bang, bang.
Her body, hi, now I holla. Said, love me now.
Bang, bang, bang.
She said, squeeze me now.
Bang, bang, bang.
Her gnash just makes me wonder.
Bang, bang, bang.
Her breast be like he don't love Maria.
Bang, bang, bang.
I say everything the correct order.
Bang, bang, bang.
She said, love me, Femi, don't stop.
Bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang. I just let go.
Bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang. I just let go.
Bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang. Said, squeeze me now.
Bang, bang, bang.
To the left now, don't slow down now.
Bang, bang, bang.
To the right now, don't come too fast.
Bang, bang, bang.
To the left now, don't slow down now.
Bang, bang, bang.
To the right now, don't come too fast.
Bang, bang, bang.
She said, love me now.
Bang, bang, bang.
Love me now, love me now. Squeeze me now, squeeze me now. Bang, 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 bang. I just let go. Bang, 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 bang. I just let go.
Bang, bang, bang.
What a dirty little song that is. I hope my mom isn't listening. Bang, bang, bang from Femi Kuti and Positive Force.
Bang, not bang. Bang, bang,
bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
So I think the last time you were here, or maybe I read this somewhere else, you had said that you don't listen to other people's music.
Yes.
Is that still true?
Yes.
How do you do that now when other people's music is just everywhere? I mean, maybe no one's selling records, but music is, it's all over the place. You can't avoid it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would not sit in my sitting room and put on any music. I wouldn't go anywhere. I don't go out really anymore. I don't socialize. I sit at home. I'm practicing 6 hours minimum every day. And if anybody in my car, I don't listen to music. I mean, probably on Sundays, if there's a radio station that plays my father sometimes on my way just to see. And I really get annoyed with that station because they keep playing the same songs every Sunday. So every Sunday I put and I say to my partner, see, they're playing the same song. And I kind of turn it off again. See, the same, they can't they find, my father has about 200 songs really? And they keep playing the same song. This is getting really annoying. I monitor that radio just to get angry, I think. And so if I'm at a party, I'm forced to listen, but I don't go out of my way. At a festival, yes, I do listen to songs. I do listen to bands. I meet some great bands on the way, but I wouldn't go out of my way to like sit down. Like when in the beginning, I listened to my father. I love listening to my father. I went to the disco. Then I said to listen to Charlie Parker and Dizzy. And I wanted to emulate them. I wanted to play jazz like this. And this was very important. And this was where my inspiration came from my father and jazz. And it was how to incorporate jazz and my father's music to find myself. And when I found myself, it was okay. It was to let go of this inspiration. Where is Femi Kuti now?
Right. You know, Miles Davis also used to go through periods where he claimed he didn't listen to anyone else's music.
I got it from him.
That's where the idea came?
Yes, because when I read it, I said, wow, is this possible? So I said, okay, I have to find time to stop listening.
Hmm. Well, I would love to have the chance to listen to you and your band in the new Africa Shrine there at Lagos someday. But it's
the greatest place to be, I can assure you.
It's been a hell of a lot of fun having you guys here in my little shrine here in the Soundcheck studio today.
It's what we do. We bring the shrine. We take the shrine everywhere.
Yeah. Femi Kuti and the band Positive Force playing for us here today in the Soundcheck studio. Femi, thank you so much. Great to see you again.
Thank you very much.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. But as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other live performances, video shot in the studio, our daily gig alerts, our weekly music roundups, and more. Check it out at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
Everyone has a dream. Dreams to see everlasting peace. People smiling in the streets, singing that sweet song of beat. So I set out to achieve my dream, feeling proud and full of faith. Excited, so to say, people are shocked to see what I feel. But no, they said there's no place for my dream. Why don't you face reality? For great men have had that same dream.